From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It is a little-known episode in American history. During World War II, the Japanese invaded and briefly held North American territory in the Aleutian Islands off Alaska. In response, the U.S. Army created the Alaska Territorial Guard, or Eskimo Scouts, 6,000 volunteers who knew how to fight and survive in the Arctic terrain. It took half a century for these soldiers to get recognition as veterans, and now there's a push to get benefits for the surviving members and their families. NPR's Quill Lawrence sent this report from Nome, Alaska.
Clyde Iyatunguk grew up hearing stories about the U.S. Army colonel who helped his father trade a spear for a rifle.
Colonel Muktuk Marston, yes. He is a white colonel.
Colonel Muktuk Marston got his nickname after an Eskimo eating contest. Muktuk is sort of whaleskin bacon, but raw.
During World War II, he came up to Alaska. America was being attacked by the Japanese, and if anybody wanted to volunteer. And so Dad and him, you know, stood up and said, okay.
Dad is Laban Iyatunguk, now 82. When World War II broke out, he was just a kid. But he lied about his age and signed up for the Alaska Territorial Guard, or ATG.
Being Alaskan, and here our enemies were down in Aleutian. There was war. That was the war, you know.
The ATG never had to repulse an invasion. They did rescue a downed U.S. pilot and secure key airfields. The Alaska Territorial Guard dissolved at the end of the war.
Well, ATG was almost kind of forgotten branch that took part in World War II.
Forgotten until the year 2000, when the Alaska Territorial Guard got veteran status. A few years later, Iyatunguk got a thick packet in the mail. He chucked it under the television. He and his son Clyde came to the VFW this month with other local vets to meet a group visiting from the VA in Washington. But Laban Iyatunguk still found the red tape daunting, and he walked out.
What good paperwork gonna do? You know, we've been waiting and waiting and nothing's happening. What they doing? Waiting till we're 6 feet underground?
His son Clyde promises to get him registered, which could mean a pension and a home loan. Most ATG vets never got even that. Of 6,300 who served, only dozens are still living. Several of them here in Nome. One of them, Frankie Kuzaguk, is just 5 minutes away from the VFW. He lives in a nursing home at the regional hospital.
Mr. Kuzaguk has some periods of confusion, and what I can say is that the one thing that he consistently talks about is his time in the Army. Having the military come and recognize him would be the most important thing that could have happened.
That's Christine Schultz. She directs social services at the hospital. Kuzaguk is 82. He also joined the Guard young. The visitors from the VA came to present him with his honorable discharge. It's 7 decades late, but that makes him eligible for benefits. Tommy Sowers, a VA official, gave him his papers.
This is your discharge paperwork.
Thank you.
You want to smile for a photo?
I was in the United States Army, early days.
Yeah.
His youngest daughter, Marilyn, came for the ceremony.
Dad, all these awards are for you, so that's why everybody is here.
Oh, yeah,
just
okay.
Just to celebrate.
All right.
It. Yep.
I'm very glad you guys are here today.
Thank you, Frankie. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service to your country.
Mm-hmm. Even for those never recognized for their service in life, one last benefit remains, a U.S. military headstone to mark their grave. It's the most common benefit delivered to the members of the Alaska Territorial Guard. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.